Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. you know that I'm yeah. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
mm-hmm. I'll... Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
Game of Roses is sponsored by BetterHelp. Clues. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And if you keep them all bottled up, it can affect you negatively. Therapy is a great place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You might be taking care of your physical body, but are you taking care of that beautiful mind, Clues?
Yes.
I have benefited from therapy greatly in the past. It has helped me get through stressful experiences, manage boundaries, learn coping skills. You know, the whole premise of life is kind of it's a lot to undertake, and therapy can help with that.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do to get started is fill out a brief questionnaire. Then you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists literally at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gameofroses today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gameofroses.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today is Tuesday, and it's a Tuesday in the off season. So you know what that means. We're doing an episode revisiting predictions from 4 years, 3 years ago.
Hey, you make that sound like a bad thing. Look, we were preparing for a very big interview that we had coming up, and this document, I'm pretty sure we recorded an episode based on it, but we came upon this document that was our Bachelor predictions for 5 years from now, and this was created April 9th, 2021. And it has some gems.
Absolutely. We're going to get into it. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, some of these predictions have come true already. Didn't even take 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, some of them haven't come true.
Yeah. Some are not possible to come true. I think some have been completely blown, but we'll get into all that momentarily.
Some have been debunked. Yes.
Can you debunk a prediction? I don't know. But we must mention before we begin today's program that we are looking for screeners of The Bachelor in these upcoming seasons, because we have some big stuff planned. If we can free ourselves from the need to be chained to a Monday night viewing and recording. For many people, I shouldn't say for many, I had a few DMs saying, what are screeners? I don't know what that means. These are episodes of the show.
Then you are not the person who is going to help us.
That's probably true.
But maybe you do know them.
Yeah. But for those who don't know, screeners are episodes of the show, the current season that's airing, that are given out to press, and like Nick Viall gets them, for example, so that they can watch the episode early, record their recap a little earlier, and then it comes out the day after, your recaps come out the day after the episode airs. But we are essentially looking for a way to see the episodes a little bit earlier, just a day earlier, generally speaking, so that we might be able to free ourselves up for Monday nights to do something along the lines of maybe a live watch party, something like this.
We miss the ritual,
yeah,
of getting together to watch the show, but we are chained because of the lack of screeners. So here are screeners screaming.
Yes, please.
Please.
If anyone out there can get us screeners, hit us up on our email. It's gameofroses@gmail.com. Listen, we were trying some experimental things in the early days of starting this podcast, and one of those was the name of our Gmail.
An alternate spelling.
That's right.
That is very difficult to describe to people.
Yeah, or DM any of us as well. That works. You know, there are many ways to contact us. They can be found easily in all of our social media, et cetera, et cetera. But we are on the lookout for those screeners. These could come from anyone in the pit. They could come from anyone in production at The Bachelor as well. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. The source is not important to us.
Yes. It is just the frequency and ability to get these screeners. We would greatly appreciate it.
You know what? I'm going to put that on our predictions for next time. In 5 years' time, we will have screeners.
I hope it's far before that. But shall we dive into this pace case? What are we calling this? Bachelor Predictions.
Bachelor Predictions Revisited.
Okay, great.
Slightly before the 5-year mark, but yeah, it's a good idea to check in at the 3-year mark.
I agree. Check in at the 3-year mark with every 5-year plan or prediction you make in life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild to look at this document that was created during year 2 of the lockdown as well. And yes, just put yourself back in that mindset. We had been through all of 2020 at this point. This was literally about a year after the lockdown started that we made this document. We were all still trapped inside. Some things were beginning mm-hmm. to open a little bit. You could go to outside bars, I think, at that point.
Try to keep that in mind.
Yeah,
as we're going through this, the mental state.
Not only the mental state, but just that the world was what it was at that point, you know? I mean, I think it's, you know, we're all out of it now. We've been a couple of years out of the lockdown, kind of in total.
Well,
what's that?
The pandemic rages on.
Sure, but...
but we're not in a lockdown anymore.
The mandatory lockdown does not rage on, though. Yeah. And that's where I had to go back to in my head when I was looking at this document. It's like, oh yeah, we were all trapped inside. We were all watching everybody's Instagram lives. This is when TikTok started exploding. Mm. All of that was happening. It has now all happened.
Quarantine crew.
Quarantine crew. God, I'll never forget it. But let's dive in here. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Let's go. Let's go.
Our first thing on this list was we predicted within 5 years, again, of April 9th, 2021, so we still have some time on this one, that there was going to be year-round Bachelor. We said 2021 is going to prove to be very lucrative for Warner Brothers, ABC, and NZK with back-to-back seasons of Bachelorette, which happened that year in 2021. That was Katie Thurston and Michelle Young coming out of Matt James' season. And this is going to continue.
Something they have not recreated since that.
Correct. We said 2022 was going to see two Bachelors. 2023, we'll see two Bachelorettes. And some version of that pattern is going to continue into the future. What's more, Bachelor spinoffs like the elderly dating show will start to pop up on streaming services. We got that one a little bit wrong. And we said every streaming service is going to have a Bachelor Universe show, just like Marvel did before Disney came out. That's not quite right, but every streaming service does kind of have their own version of The Bachelor. They're not official Bachelor shows, but...
And we got that elderly dating show.
We did. And technically, if you want to say 2023 did have two Bachelors in Gary Turner, he was the second one, and Zach Shallcross, technically there were two.
Oh, in 2023.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll say that, yeah. Correct prediction. Here's one that's not college bachelor. Bachelor crossovers with other industries, like we saw them try to do with Listen to Your Heart.
What would the other industries be? We could have Bachelor, like Listen to Your Heart of what?
Ceramics.
Oh, ceramics would be good. Video game design.
You have to show chemistry while you're making the pot. Like in that movie about a ghost person in ceramics class.
It was called Ghost.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Which we saw Popeye recreate with, was it Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you ever see Ghost?
No.
Also starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. I want to say Whoopi won the Oscar for that year. She was at least nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and I believe she won. It's a great movie. Fantastic movie. Highly recommend it. And yes, the clay-making scene is one of the most talked about scenes, the most memorable scenes from that movie.
I just think the chemistry element of Listen to Your Heart applied to other jobs is so funny.
I agree.
What about like construction? You have to like sexily build a house together.
That's like Tyler Cameron, his intro video from Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette when he's dancing around on the construction site.
Oh, yeah. Never forget it. This one is true, though. Bachelor coverage will continue to grow as Bachelor media output increases, just like sports.
That has obviously become true.
Yeah, we have Golden Happy Hour.
We've got Susie Evans' new podcast in the Almost Famous Network, which I believe her podcast is called Beyond the Bachelor?
Bystanders.
I think it was called Beyond the Bachelor. There's another one, too. Somebody else has a new podcast coming out that I can't even remember.
Matt James.
He's got a podcast coming out.
Matt James.
Damn.
Yes. And Gabby Windy.
Gabby Windy, yes. So everybody's in the game now.
And Rachel Recchia.
She's got one coming out?
I think so.
Is she on the Almost Famous Network, too?
I think so.
I think they're launching another podcast as well with her. I'm very curious to see.
Damn, Almost Famous. Look at him.
I know. They're becoming a little network unto themselves. I'm very curious to see if these other podcasts take off and become as lucrative as the first two, being Almost Famous and Almost Famous OG. We shall see.
Time will tell.
Our next prediction here that we had on this list is the first mainstream megastar, the first player in history, will springboard from their time in game to achieve some kind of massive success in another entertainment field. We're starting to see players like Rachel Lindsay, Nick Viall, Caitlin Bristow flirt with success unrelated to The Bachelor in their chosen fields of music, podcasting, and entertainment reporting. But we are going to see someone legitimately become a huge actor, singer, writer, artist, or something. So far, even the most successful players are still most known for their time in game, with any subsequent clout in other fields being gained largely because of their relation to the show. But much like American Idol has produced stars like Jennifer Hudson, who eventually won an Oscar, completely eclipsing her performance on the reality show, so too will The Bachelor produce a megastar. This is a person with 10 million or more Instagram and or TikTok followers.
Good. Put a number on it.
Yeah, we've already seen Tyler Cameron, Colton Underwood, and Wills Adams romantically linked to celebrities with over 10 million. But in the next 5 years, a player will accrue that number themselves. We also now have seen Jason Tardik. He's dating, what is her name? Kat Stickler, I believe. She has 10 million Instagram TikTok followers.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're still seeing it in the way of dating. We haven't seen this superstar, although I just think of Maria Georgas posing with Phaedra and I'm like, she could have been it.
Yep.
Could have been her.
She might still be.
Could still be.
I go back and forth on Maria so much. It's like, I would have loved to have seen her get the crown, because I do think that is the proper ascendancy through The Bachelor is rookie to crown to superstardom, in my opinion.
Exactly. If it takes you more than one season to get the crown, it's not as impressive.
Oh, no. You could have a rookie season and then a second season and then a paradise and then a crown.
Okay.
But the proper ascendancy is some way to the crown. I feel like if you have not attained the crown, the best you can be, even in a Tyler Cameron situation, is a Tyler Cameron. And in my mind, he's like, yes, he had a great rookie season, about as good as it can be without winning the ring. And still, there's always something in his resume that's going to be missing. It's that crown.
You can't just write Chiron, The Bachelor.
Correct. And I think that's meaningful in terms of the ascendancy. Now, whatever he's going to turn that celebrity into, he's got his own show now on Amazon Prime, Going Home with Tyler Cameron. That's like a home renovation show. You may argue that he's on the path to become this.
He invited us to his opening party for it.
He did. Thank you, Tyler, for that personal invitation.
Personally.
That he hand-delivered to us. What I will say about Tyler Cameron is I think he's in the conversation for this megastar thing. He has been on multiple other shows,
mm-hmm.
one of which is his own show now. He has his own home renovation show on Amazon. No one else in Bachelor Nation has that.
Well, JoJo and Jordan had a home show.
Did they? I thought they hosted Big
Flipping,
D.
House Flipping.
Oh, interesting.
They've done multiple shows.
But none of their shows have really popped off.
Yeah. And it's kind of different, too. Because he wasn't the lead. I am curious, though. It's still like smaller networks, the Doghouse.
Do you think Vial is in contention for this?
No.
Why? He's probably the most successful podcaster.
But is he going to be a successful actor, singer, writer, artist, or something?
I would count podcaster in this. If he rises to the level of like hundreds of millions of people are listening to his podcast, I don't know that he would, but...
Okay, sure. But you think he's going to get 10 million Instagram followers? We put a number on it.
Maybe. It depends on what... If he keeps his podcast like it is now, no. He's got that audience and it's not growing. He's got to shift into something else. I don't know what it could be, but I think he has the most likely opportunity to elevate his podcast game into something gigantic. And
I mean, he is on Stanger.
I was going to bring that up too.
Maybe he's not recurring, but...
He is recurring. How dare you?
He has a cameo on Stanger.
How dare you? He is recurring. He's in every episode.
He recurs.
He's barely in every episode, but he's in every episode.
The great recurrence.
But that show's not... It's doing okay on CW, but that's not saying much. It is beating Lovers and Liars. That much I can say.
Hmm.
It's doing about double the rating of Lovers and Liars.
Well, that's because Lovers and Liars didn't go Bachelor this time. Didn't have Katie Thurston.
Well, Lovers and Liars is to the matchmaker what Bachelor in Paradise season 9 was to the Golden Bachelor.
Just utter nonsense.
No, utter nonsense.
I can't even follow that.
The matchmaker is the lead show that leads into Lovers and Liars, and Lovers and Liars drops about half the audience that Matchmaker produces.
Okay. Okay.
For what it's worth, for anybody who might be wondering how.
They're on the same night.
Matchmakers, yeah, back to back.
In the schedule. Okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've been doing my research.
Our next item, our Bachelor prediction is first trans player. In 2018, Spain's Angela Ponce became the first transgender contestant to compete in the Miss Universe pageant. Although Miss Universe isn't Miss USA or Miss America, it is in the pageant world, which is closely tied to our beloved game. And as trans visibility increases every year, The Bachelor will have to become more inclusive.
You think this is going to happen?
I can still see this happening. Yeah.
I can too. I think... We have, what, 2 years left on our prediction? roughly, year and a half. But I do think this is still going to happen very soon, simply because it's happening across many other reality platforms. Obviously, yeah. RuPaul's Drag Race has had trans players on, and that's a massively successful show. I watched 90 Day. For the past three or four seasons of 90 Day, every season has at least one relationship that has a trans person in it. I just think that this is going to happen.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. They do a pretty good job there. There's always, in every season, there's at least one relationship with a trans person. There's at least one relationship that is not, you know, cis, heteronormative. They do a pretty good job on that show of representation. I just think that it's like, it's becoming something you see in a lot of these other franchises. And I don't think Bachelor would like, I don't know. I know too, like the ideas like Bachelor has, at least the producers, the networks and stuff are like, we're making a show for in quotes, middle America and all that. Maybe this would be a step too far for them, but I think it's possible still right. In the next 2 years that we could see this.
I do too.
I hope for it. The baby boomer influencer industry. This was a prediction we made. The success of the Elderly Bachelor show will give rise to a few fan favorites who will become celebrities that begin to drive an entirely new economy of baby boomer spawn con influencers. We will see boomers in this arena driven to understand how to use TikTok like never before, and we will start seeing spawn con for Lipitor and Depends. I don't know if we've seen spawn con for Lipitor and Depends exactly, but this prediction I feel like came true. 100%.
It did. It's not that specific type of SpawnCon. I mean, they're still on their contracts, but we are seeing them. I mean, Golden Happy Hour is a perfect example. They are going to be doing ads on that show.
Some of them do ads on their social media. And definitely this is because, I mean, the first part of this prediction, the success of the Elderly Bachelor show will give rise to a few fan favorites who become celebrities. That 100% happened. To basically Askin, all the members of Askin, you're also going to see Leslie Fima when she becomes Golden Bachelorette will vault to a new level of superstardom. I think that this prediction is going to have a secondary part later this year when we see Golden Bachelorette and how well that's going to do.
Oh, I can't wait. Like Fima is, she's 60.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a long influencer career ahead of her.
I agree. I can't wait to see what she does.
I'm excited.
I also think that for what it's worth, the schedule of this year in terms of Bachelor Nation, I think is going to see Gen Trans Bachelorette season airing by itself. Then we're going to get almost immediately on the heels of it, Golden Bachelorette, and that's it. I don't think we're getting a Paradise this year.
That's wild.
I know. They ruined it. What can you do? They destroyed Paradise.
I don't think it's the end.
I don't either.
I don't think it's the end. But because they're still in the experimental era.
Yeah.
I mean, is Golden Bachelorette going to get the same ratings as Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
Is Golden Bachelor going to be able to retain its rating? You know, it's like it's still experimental. I think it will.
Yeah. Well, also what's happening with all the kind of fallout now with the Golden Divorce. I do think that the Golden Divorce has, what did Tyler Cameron call it? A taint? It has tainted.
A stain on love.
A stain, right.
A taint. How could you forget? A stain on love. I mean, this is probably a mini scream, but mm-hmm. I explained stain on love to someone recently.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stain not on love as much as it is a stain on the Golden Nation. The Golden Nation was pure. It was pure for a long time through the entirety of the season, all the way up through the Golden Marriage in January. Now the marriage is dissolved and therefore the Golden Nation is stained.
It was pure until that article.
Yes. And so I think there will be a lot of curiosity around Golden Bachelorette still. And I think there is, at least for me, and I assume for many people, there is an attitude that's like, well, this isn't the Golden Bachelor. It's not Gary. Let's see what she can do. And we're going to tune in to see how they present a 60-year-old woman as the lead of a show. For sure, I'm tuning in to see that. I'm also tuning in to see who are these guys? What dudes did they find who are 60 plus to go on this show? And what are their PTCs going to be? I just think like there are some components in the golden version of this show that are going to be there in every golden season, which is the PTCs are going to be wild. These are people who've had minimum 60 years of life on this earth,
mm-hmm.
on this hell ride we call humanity. You're also going to see...
on this beautiful journey we get to experience.
Yeah, sorry. On this beautiful journey. My apologies. You're also going to see the same kind of thing, like it's never too late to find love. You can't give up. What was it? Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. I don't think we're ever going to hear don't stop believing again. I think they're going to try to erase this.
You kidding me?
But I think it's just like regular Bachelor. Like Alex Michelle didn't stay with his ring winner. No one cares. People are still going to watch that show forever.
Absolutely. Because though, Trista, the first Bachelorette, solidified the premise by marrying Ryan Sutter. And now they're still together, have kids. They're one of the greatest success stories in the show's history.
And in the rise of bucket hats.
That's true. And poetry. Ryan Sutter was the poet laureate of Bachelor Nation. But I do think that people need some validity lent to the idea of the process. And I know we wax and wane in Bachelor Nation with, oh, couples do get married and nobody gets married. Now everybody wants to be an influencer. But oh, look, like Joey and Kelsey Anderson, I think did a lot to reignite the idea that this process can work.
Mm-hmm.
Gary did too with Teresa Ness, but that's dissolved now. And so it really is like the success of the Golden franchise kind of rests on FEMA's shoulders when she takes up the crown later this year. And hopefully she can come through.
You think if FEMA doesn't have a successful marriage, then that hurts Golden?
Yes.
I think Golden is around forever.
I think it will be too, but in a diminished capacity. If it never works for the older players, you know what I mean? You need to have at least one or two people, maybe not married, but like are still together for a year. You need to have that to like justify the continued show, I feel like. There is something in the 40-hour premise of it that if it doesn't work, it's like, well, what are you doing then? These people are obviously all just going on TV to get famous. If there's no relationships coming out of it.
Right. You need 4TRR for the show to work.
Yes. And you need not only the 4TRR element of like falling in love and stuff. You need to be able to say, look, we have produced couples. We have produced children.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of the show is we're going to put you through this wild scenario where you're dating 30 people simultaneously and kicking them off one by one in this game of attrition to find the one person in that 30 that is perfect for you. And if that doesn't work, then why are you still doing it? You need the proof. Trista Sutter was the proof.
At least once.
Leslie Fima can be the proof. Yes, at least once. That's all you need is once. Because then you have plausible deniability if you ever get accused of being for the wrong reasons in your premise. You're like, no. Trista Sutter has kids. That's why we put Chase Rice on a stage in season 24 and tried to pull a fast one on Victoria Fuller to have her come face to face with the guy she had a one-night stand with while she's dating Pilot Pete. That's why we did that, because Trista Sutter.
Oh, Chase Rice.
Never forget. Never forgive.
Our next item, I would like to remind you about what date this working, breathing document was created, April 9th, 2021. It might initially sound very close to one of the earlier ones, first A-list celebrity as a lead. The closest we've come to this was Jesse Palmer in season 5. He was an NFL quarterback, not a famous one, really, but he was known as a pro athlete before becoming The Bachelor. But in the next 5 years, as the game starts to become accepted as the fifth American professional sport, it will gain more mainstream credibility, and we're going to see the game land a huge celebrity like Selena Gomez as The Bachelorette or John Mayer as The Bachelor. And we want to note, Jesse Palmer was named host in September of 2021. So we highlighted Jesse Palmer as the star of Bachelor right before he was cast.
Mm-hmm. The biggest celebrity, yeah.
That's interesting.
I think this will still happen, to be honest with you. I think that there's some interesting stuff going on in Third Wave, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's this idea, I've been reading a lot of articles about Traitor US Season 3, and the producers are basically saying, like, we had to beat celebrities off with a stick everybody wants to be on the show now.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
And so I think you're going to see just kind of a, what traders and Third Wave really is going to do, I think, is revitalize the idea that like reality TV is cool and fun to be on. And I think that same attitude is going to start to filter into other shows. Survivor, Big Brother, certainly Bachelor. And I do think we're going to see a Bachelor or a Bachelorette. Maybe it won't be in the next 2 years. Yeah, it will. I think this prediction is still going to happen. I think we're going to see somebody from outside of the Bachelor world become the lead who is a celebrity. I think it's going to happen.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the next 2 years, but I think it is inevitable. I mean, this show, I still think will outlast me. I think the format is just a tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. And I wonder who it's going to be. I wonder who it's going to be.
I don't know. I think it'll probably be some other reality person. My brain just keeps coming back to Kardashians. I think there's going to be a Kardashian in Traitors. And then it's kind of like the dam is broken.
Mine goes to Vanderpump.
Could be Vanderpump, yeah. You could get like a Sandoval Bachelor.
Ariana Maddox.
Could you imagine that?
Sandoval? Oh my God. They'd burn down the mansion.
But wouldn't that season be incredible?
I mean, it would do very well.
That's what I'm saying.
I think a lot of people would tune in. Oh my gosh. I'm wearing my Sandoval necklace right now.
And you could get Nick Bial to come in and give him dating advice because they're friends from Third Wave show Special Forces World's Toughest Test, where they literally punched one another in the face.
Mm.
Yes.
JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Get JoJo in there.
You think she could be a bachelorette?
I think the person that they pick who is the celebrity would be a woman because they experiment more with that. Although, you know what? They've picked more men from outside the franchise, though. So I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it. I know that they... Look, Joey was maybe the best Bachelor of all time. He certainly is in that conversation. And he was a runner-up from within the game. I get it. But prior to him, you're looking at Zach Shawcross, Clayton Eckerd, Matt James, Pilot Pete. I'm just going to go through the whole list backwards now. No. I'm gonna talk about Shawcross and Eckerd. These were choices that I feel were, you know, honestly, I don't know if they were good bachelors or not because the edit was so bad. I have heard so many stories from people who are on Zach Shawcross's season, players, that were like, he was incredible. He was so funny, so charming. He was the best guy I've ever met. And you're like, well, where was that guy? It was never in the edit.
Yeah, we didn't get that edit.
So maybe they were good choices, but...
They gave him a fool edit.
Yeah.
That shower scene in the middle of the square.
Even eating or having Sean Lowe eating the sandwich while he's lifting weights is like a fool edit. And maybe those days are gone, but the idea that they could pick these people and present them in that way, I think that that's just over for now. I mean, maybe they'll go back to it at some point in the, you know, we'll have another dark era. I don't know, but
we're not in that wave right now.
Yeah. I think it's like cool and fun to be a lead of this show, at least after Joey's season.
Like the Ice Ages.
It is kind of like the Ice Age, yeah. At any rate, hopefully we will see this come to fruition. I believe we will. Our next prediction.
I'll believe with you.
Thank you.
I think it would be a good idea. Expand the franchise.
Yeah.
It's like a way to bring in a completely new audience if the person is super popular, has an audience already.
Yes, I agree. And I
don't see why you wouldn't.
I think the reflection of Third Wave will start to hit the Second Wave shows, which are Bachelor, Survivor, all of the basically the feeder shows into Third Wave. I think that idea of like, oh my God, we got to get a big celebrity on our show, will start to trickle into these other shows. And Bachelor, I think, is one of them.
We'll see.
We shall.
Bachelor's like 4TRR. Traitors is 4TWR.
Speaking of 4TWR, our next prediction was this.
Clues. You know, it's springtime. And you know what that means? Wedding season. Going to weddings. Got a wedding in a couple weeks. And you gotta have dresses if you're a... you know, me for a wedding. I want to look good in my dresses. I want it to be just kind of a smooth situation all over. And luckily, I received the cami bodysuit from Honeylove. It is a shapewear bra situation. It is all you have to wear under a dress. It's like one and done. That's basically nudity, in my opinion, which is the best way to be. I'm a free spirit. I want to be as free as possible. I don't want to have too many tasks to make my outfit look good. It's so comfortable. I'm going to wear it for every single wedding event that I have coming up, any other kind of event where I just, you know, want to smooth it out, have a lot of confidence while I'm wearing it. And, you know, hopefully vacations too, not just weddings. I'm thankful for our sponsor today, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. Feel your best, even when you're wearing less.
Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. You can use that exclusive link to get 20% off. Again, it's honeylove.com/roses. After you buy something, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honey Love. Gaze upon me.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
Yeah, you look beautiful. You're glowing.
I know. That's because I've been using Dime beauty skincare products lately. For the past month or so, I've been putting on their dewy day cream and I've been putting on their night cream when I go to sleep. Very simple. I'm just doing two applications of these products in the morning when I wake up and then at night before I go to bed. And I, at my advanced age, I believe I've taken years, perhaps decades off of my appearance. And this is because with Dime's Beauty Serum Set, you can hydrate and glow as I'm doing right now with two incredible serums made to work together to do just that, to hydrate you and glow you.
Plus with Dime's Beauty Serum Set, you will defend against free radicals and help to boost skin's bounce without a hefty price tag. Just like all Dime products, you'll get clean, high-end skincare that is affordable and it really works. It's the Dime Clean Promise. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. That's how many stars you want, Clues. You don't want less than 5. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com now and try out the best-selling serum set today. Unlock your discount at DimeBeautyCO.com. DimeBeautyCO.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime.
Pace Case, how long have you known me?
I'm going to guess a decade.
It's about 10 years, I think, maybe a little more. And in that time, how many times have you seen me wearing a t-shirt?
99.9%.
That's right. I'm a t-shirt lifestylist. And now that summer is coming, my Quince wardrobe has to change. I've been a Quince boy for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months since we got them as a sponsor. I got sweaters.
I think they're called Quince Princes.
Quince Prince. I'm a Quince Prince. I'll take it. I got sweaters. I got long sleeve t-shirts. I got some pants from Quince. I love it all. Head to toe. I'm dripped out in Quince. But with the summer heat coming, I got to get some short sleeve t-shirts. Luckily, Quince has me covered there too. I got 100% merino wool all season short sleeve base layer tee that I can wear as its own shirt, or sometimes the nights in LA get cold. It's hot in the day. It's 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. Then at night, you find yourself going out and it's 20 degrees, maybe 10 degrees, well below freezing. Not really, but it gets down into the 50s.
Feels that way.
And I can just slide my Quince sweater or long sleeve t-shirt right over this shirt if needs be. I absolutely love it.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. That's our first I love that of this Quince ad. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/roses for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's a year. That's quince.com/roses to get free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/roses. Become a Quince Prince.
we will have the first player to openly admit they were playing a game. As coverage of the game as a game becomes more and more prominent, a player will rise from within the game who will make a very deep run, perhaps even win a ring or a crown. And then, when their playing time is done, they will openly admit that they came into the experience with a strategy and their end goal was only to get as much screen time as they could in service of expanding their clout. This will initially be viewed as the most 4TWR move in history, but as more and more players begin to do it, the fan base and eventually the show itself will have to accept that this is what all players are doing, and openly admitting it will become extremely commonplace. Now, we have not exactly seen this in our beloved game, but despite, a certain denial, some players, or one player specifically, was caught reading How to Win the Bachelor in the mansion on Zach Shellcross's season 27.
Wait, you don't believe the denial?
No.
What?
Correct. I believe that book was in that.
Gosh, the great denial denial. Oh, no.
I'm a denial denier. Look, maybe the denial's accurate. I don't think it is. I think the book was there.
Interesting.
And some players or a player was caught by producers or maybe even brought the book to producers. I'm not sure. But I think it did happen. That said, that's not a player admitting they were playing a game.
No.
We have, however...
It's just them reading a really great book.
Yeah, just their favorite book. A real page-turner. But we have... I mean, all I can say is I've been coaching players to go into this game. I'll say that much. And their motivations for going into this game are varied. None of them are all 4TRR or 4TWR. Everybody's somewhere in the spectrum. But certainly some players I have coached lean way more on the 4TWR side of that spectrum. Like, I just want to go in and get my numbers up and sure, maybe I'll make out with this guy once or twice. That's, I think, the more kind of common attitude, even outside of the players that I'm talking to. I think most people go into the show for that reason. And I think most of us understand that. But nobody has openly admitted that they were playing a game. That said, we have kind of seen this in Love is Blind now with last season 6's Trevor Sova. He came in, got kind of embroiled in a love triangle, got dismissed without being able to propose. But then when he came back or in the interim as the show was airing, all this information came out that he was actively DMing with an ex and told the ex when he was going into Love is Blind that he wasn't going to get married and to wait for him. So if that's not... playing a game, I don't know what is.
Yeah, wait for me is pretty 4TWR, I'll say.
I agree.
I mean, we saw Jed Wyatt do this, but did he answer for it on camera?
Well, he kind of turned it. I mean, he told Hannah Brown point blank, look, I did come in here just to further my music career, but now I have actually developed feelings for you. So I'm not sure that exactly qualifies. It was almost like a reversal. It was like, I did come in to play a game, but now I'm not.
I thought about playing a game, but...
Yeah, I was playing a game, but then I quit the game, and now it just looks like I'm playing a game.
Then I got beasted.
You also have seen... I would say in Love is Blind, there have been multiple players, like the whole Lydia Uche thing that went down, where they knew each other from outside the game or before the game, and then they came in and... That it was all very murky, but
yeah, like she maybe followed him in, or we didn't really learn exactly what happened with that.
I still think this could happen in 2 years.
I think we'll see this. Yeah,
I do too. Because I think what kind of went down with Maria is interesting. Say what you will about her edit, she was, in my opinion, positioned in a kind of villainous role, a for the wrong reasons role. They put her in that two-on-one with Sydney. They did get her stuck in some very for-the-wrong-reasons events in that season.
Yeah.
And then they gave her the crown.
I mean, they gave her the hero edit in that rivalry, I would say. But yeah, it did seem more like they were intending Daisy to be the crown in retrospect.
Yeah. And then Maria wore it for a couple of days. So we are in an era in Bachelor where villainy is not a death sentence anymore. In fact, it can vault you to kind of the front of popularity with the fourth audience and maybe result in a crown. And if that's the case, anybody can come in there and be like, I came in to play the villain. I was here for the wrong reasons the whole time because I thought it was going to help me. I think you are going to see something like this happen. Also, we're seeing the rise of like on Housewives. They had an internet troll basically as one of the main characters. This idea of like gaming these systems, I think is becoming more common.
I mean, she was also like somewhat connected to the Housewives already. I mean, not that the connect, not that there's ever really a connection. They're basically forcing friend groups on Housewives, but she had been the assistant of the one who she was essentially replacing because she went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like more and more people are seeing these shows as games to be kind of manipulated. I just think this is going to happen. And for what it's worth, for...
Yeah, we're in a post How to Win the Bachelor.
We certainly are.
Publishing.
And I would say this as well. Anybody who did that, who made it far into the game, we're talking top four basically, and then you come on live TV on the Women Tell All or the After the Final Rose and you're like, it was a game. I played it and I played it well and I got my Instagram followers and whatever. That person would be immediately the most talked about person on the show. Immediately. Maybe in the recent history of the entire game.
I think you would get so many headlines about that.
Yes. Whether those eventually are, you know, good or bad for you in a career sense, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Does that help or hurt your followers? Not sure. Probably both.
I think it definitely gets you on Traders if you were to pull something like that. You become kind of the most famous person from your franchise immediately.
Oh my God. I am back into watching you watching season one of Traders right now. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
How far are you in it?
Maybe 4 or 5 episodes.
Have you seen the lasers yet?
No.
Oh God. All right.
Oh God.
Well, get to the lasers.
Get to the lasers?
Yeah, the lasers are great. In response to this too, I would say Gary, Golden Gary, now there's all this stuff coming out. You're seeing players from his season pop off and be like, he was just doing it for fame. I know that there's reason to like want to tear him down, especially if he's the one who wanted the divorce and all that. I get that. But this idea is now being perpetuated by players on his season that he was playing a game. He's not admitting it, but it's out there, you know?
Interesting.
I agree.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tear down the lead of my season. I think it's like, to me, I'm like, I feel like the rising tide helps all waters. Like,
yeah,
I think you want the franchise, that your franchise, to be as popular as possible.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But maybe not. Well, this is an interesting next one up. First player to license their image for deepfake private use. As we move into a near future in which anyone will be able to use a photorealistic version of anyone else's face and voice to create content of anything they want, a new industry of celebrities licensing their own faces and voices will emerge. From within the nation, there will be a first player to do this successfully, spawning millions of fan-generated videos of that player doing and saying things they never said and did, which will cripple the Bachelor gossip news cycle for at least a week as everyone who covers such matters scrambles to vet the videos being dumped into their inboxes. This is going to be the next step of a cameo-style industry.
Hasn't happened yet, but will happen within 2 years.
I wonder who added this one.
Will definitely happen within 2 years. Have you seen, there's right now an app called Viggle. Have you seen this? V-I-G-G-L-E, I think it's spelled.
No. I feel like every day you're like, have you seen this app?
Yeah. The
new app a day.
The Viggle platform right now, you can sign up for it and there's like a monetized version of it where you can basically replace anybody in a video with anybody else. And the free thing that they give out for you to test it on is this footage of Travis Scott coming out at one of his concerts. And if you just have a still image of a person's full body, they will make the Travis Scott will be that person. So this technology exists.
Whoa.
Obviously, I was a little forward thinking in terms of what's going on to use other people's faces and voices. But I think all of that has come true. We that Drake song just came out that has AI Tupac and Snoop Dogg on it. He made this song.
What?
Yeah. And then
Whoa.
Tupac's estate got mad, threatened legal action,
and he took it down.
Wait, but he didn't ask them?
No. You don't have to.
Interesting.
This is the thing about voices.
I know, but it's like...
If you're saying it's Tupac and Snoop Dogg, then yes, you have to license it or get their permission. But if you're just putting a voice on something that sounds like them, you can't... There's no way to copyright the sound of a voice. You cannot do it.
He didn't say this is, hey, Tupac.
No.
Sing the next verse.
No. He called them, he credited them as AI Tupac and AI Snoop Dogg, which I think is different enough that he's not saying it's them. He's saying he used AI versions of them. Nonetheless, like I said, Tupac's estate threatened to sue, so he took the song down, but it's on the internet, so it's not, you know, you can find it.
With regards to this prediction, I think we're still on the original Cameo level of technology.
Yeah, but I mean, this type of thing too, the kind of more expanded version of this is that they're going to be using it in the show itself to make people do and say things that they never did or said. And because of that contract, which I read recently, one of them, it literally says we can do whatever we want with this footage. We can make things that never happened.
Does it mention AI?
It doesn't, but I'm sure that'll be in the next one. I'm sure it will be, because these tools too are going to be like ubiquitous just in editing software. Like whatever, it's not like you have to seek out special stuff to make this available. It's just going to be a function of whatever editor, whatever software they're using to cut this show. It's just going to be in the software where you can just retype stuff and the person will say that thing. That's coming like this year, basically, you know. I think this prediction is going to hold. I know we've got 2 years left on these, but I think we're going to see that.
I think this might be a blown prediction. We'll see.
We will. Time will tell. This next one is wild. First player in space. I'm sticking by this.
These are creative.
As commercial space flight begins to take shape, we will see our first player from Bachelor Nation make their way out of Earth's atmosphere into space. It will be a thrill seeker.
I like this next sentence.
Like Deanie Babies, most likely.
It will be a thrill seeker like Deanie Babies, most likely.
I still support
Deanie
this.
Deanie Babies in space.
Here's the thing. I don't think Deanie Babies has the clout. The person that I now think it's going to be,
Prue.
I actually think it might be like on a date. I could see this being a one-on-one date.
The only person with money to do this is Pruitt.
God, you're right. It'll be Pruitt. Pruitt's going to be in space.
Pruitt in space.
Pruitt and Grand Trout. This is your boy Grant coming to you live from outer space. What?
Yeah, for the vow renewal, maybe. 5-year anniversary.
You know, I could see Tyler Cameron somehow getting into space, like somebody doing it as part of a TV show. He just has maintained his fame very well. He still is kind of the most talked about guy in Bachelor Nation, I would say, even over Joey Grazia Day at this point.
I mean, I do think that the Hannah Brown, Tyler Cameron, will they, won't they love saga is one of the most important parts of the history of Bachelor Nation. It's like,
yeah,
it kept people going. It ended up leading into the quarantine crew, into Matt James being the first Black Bachelor. It just like, it had this very, very important hold on the nation and still does. People are, you know, get excited when they go on each other's shows or podcasts.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this is going to happen.
Even though she's... What is she, engaged?
Who?
Yeah. Hannah Brown?
Yeah. I simply think we're going to start to see... You know, we already kind of saw this. I assume we made this prediction because this was around the time that Bezos was flying into space and all that in his penis rocket.
Yeah, I think that's probably the recency bias.
But I mean, even that, like he took William Shatner into space, who's a celebrity. You know, I think... That there's, as this becomes more...
Who's the William Shatner of Bachelor Nation?
Alex Michelle. We're going to get Alex Michelle in space. I could see Nick Viall in space. Nick Viall already did the vomit comet or whatever with Vanessa Grimaldi.
Who's like the most famous person who had like a scientist-esque job from Bachelor?
I have no idea.
Doctor was...
Wasn't Jacqueline Trumbull something? PhD or something? I don't know either. Moving on.
No, but they need to be famous too, so that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Moving on. We just have a couple little pops here. Biggest Bachelor podcast. Vent with Katie is number one Bachelor podcast in the world.
You missed our number 13 prediction.
Oh, well.
This is a blown prediction.
I don't like to root against love.
We must discuss this because this one is pretty badly blown, I think.
Yes, there is a blown prediction. All right.
The prediction was Lauren Zima leaves the Dark Lord. As the Dark Lord is pushed further and further from the franchise, Zima will feel her own professional relevance fading and decide to eject from the relationship and focus on her career. After a year of covering the game without DLH's input, she will hitch her romantic wagon to the next host of The Bachelor, whoever that may be, and hope for a better outcome.
Whoever that may be.
Yeah. So obviously none of this happened.
That part is worth saying.
Yeah.
Zima Palmer.
That would have been fantastic.
No.
But no, Zima is still with Dark Lord Harrison, and they are now doing, although it hasn't aired yet, they are doing a morning show together on Dr. Phil's network, Merritt Street Media, which shoots out of The Source, Dallas, Texas. I'm still trying to figure out how to watch this. I think there is a free way to do it, but to my knowledge, their show has not yet premiered. But Merritt Street has been on the air now for a little over a month, I believe.
Hmm. Well, I will not be trying to figure that out, how to watch that one.
All right.
We have Rachel Lindsay hosts her own talk show, which I still think can happen.
Me too. I think that will still happen.
I feel like her current podcast could be a talk show and like might as well be. Is it on video?
Yeah. But just like through Zoom, it's nothing complex. I agree with you. I think Higher Learning should be a TV show somewhere.
Yeah. Pick it up, baby.
Speaking of baby, we had Glitter Baby hitting 100,000 Instagram followers. That did not happen. No. We had the Lion Dyke twins hitting 500K. That did not happen.
Not yet.
We had high hopes for these fetuses, and they let us down.
Not yet. They still have 2 years to get these gains.
There's no way that's happening unless they do something very important. Maybe if they go to space.
One we kind of already talked about. Maddie Prue starts a mega church. She's kind of already doing this via the internet.
Yeah. She hasn't started her own church yet. Believe me, I'm waiting and I'm watching. But she has been doing sermons in other big mega churches, like Joel Osteen's church and stuff like that. So she's getting her legs under her, really, to be able to do this, I think. And with Grant Trout's family money behind her, if she wants to do it, it's as simple as saying, I want to do this now, and he will facilitate it. So I think that she has done a very good job of getting into that world. She's a massive Christian influencer. She's the TikTok champion of Bachelor Nation. I mean, should I say more there? So I think this is coming still.
No.
I don't know if it's going to be within the next 2 years or not, but I think it's coming.
You know, you told me she's your number one parasocial relationship. So I trust you with knowing where her content is headed.
She was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I can tell you that. That's where some of her content headed.
That's wild.
She got into that event through a news organization called Christian Broadcasting Network News. You know CBN?
I'm not familiar.
Interesting. We'll have to see if Madison Pruitt opens her megachurch or not, but I think it's going to happen. We also had this prediction in 2022 there would be a season.
This is interesting. These seem like maybe runners-ups.
Yeah, we said in 2022 there would be a season two of Bachelor Winter Games, Beijing, Dini Babies and Kaylin, and Pappy in a little hat host a skiing competition. That never happened.
Season 2024 there will be season one of Bachelor Summer Games hosted in Paris. Vanessa Grimaldi and Benoit Bonjour Savard will host. That is the person that was with Claire Crawley from Winter Games.
Yeah. Interesting. We had Danny Padilla winning a Grammy. That could still happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Keenan starting a Goop-like company. Has she done this? Did this come true? I don't think so.
Probably. I don't know. We got, okay, Dale Moss starts a social media company.
That probably did happen. I don't know, but probably, yeah.
That probably did happen. Don't read this one.
Well, we have to because it kind of did happen. Sweetnums divorces 747 Flyer to star on The Senior Bachelorette. This came close to happening. Sweetnums' friend was in Golden Bachelor. Remember that?
I regret ever putting this in here. I never root against love. And Sweetnums and 747 Flyer are endgame.
Fair enough. Well, we have some other predictions to add to this too. At least I had one. Paradise is going to be back in 2025 with season 10, which is going to be a complete revamp using all of the suggestions we put into how to save Bachelor in Paradise. I just don't see them
perfect
killing it forever. I think it will be back.
I hope not. Especially when you got that 10 number there. I really don't think you stop at 9 just because 10 is a round number.
I agree. You want to hit that 10th anniversary season. After a small break to recalculate and recombine using all of our suggestions once again, which will give you a hit show.
I'm going to go a 10-year prediction. We're going to see Bachelor in Paradise in space.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. On board the International Space Station. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, room. No gravity.
Yeah. I don't
think of the possibilities.
There was a scene in an old movie that I watched when I was a child called License to Drive. Do you know this? No, it wasn't License to Drive. It was called Moving Violations, I believe. Have you ever seen this?
I know the song Driver's License.
All right. This movie featured Bill Murray's little brother as the lead and Jennifer Tilly as his love interest. And it's about a group of ragtag misfits who all have to go to traffic school.
Mm.
And as they fall in love, Jennifer Tilly plays a character who is a literal rocket scientist. And as she and Bill Murray's brother are falling in love, she takes him and gives him a tour of, you know, a JPL type place, NASA type place. And they do wind up having sex in an anti-gravity room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you could always do a collab with that movie.
Now we're getting into
the new Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah. Now we're really getting into what Bachelor does. Let's dust off a 30-year-old movie that no one saw.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say maybe we go more Gen Z, Gen Alpha focus. It'll be 10 years from now.
I do think that the kind of rise that has happened in Bachelor Nation really since the departure of Mike Fleiss. I'm going to talk about this with reference to Charity Lawson's Bachelorette season 20 being the real genesis of what I consider to be the Renaissance era. So I think it started in her season. We began to see better treatment of the leads, better treatment of the players, not so much a focus on the kind of petty dramas. And that continued into Golden Bachelor. We'll write Bachelor in Paradise season 9 off completely. It didn't exist. And then we will come into Joey Grazia's Bachelor season 28, where we're really seeing the promise fulfilled of what a kinder, gentler Bachelor could be. And I think we're going to continue to see it in Jen Trant's Bachelorette season 21. We're going to continue to see it in Leslie Fima's Golden Bachelorette season 1. And who knows in 2025 what the landscape is going to bring. But I just think we're on a very big upswing right now in Bachelor Nation. And I think it's going to continue for a while, for a few years minimum.
In reality TV in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait to see what else we get. Like different games trying to copy Traitors. Like what else? How escalated is it going to get?
I don't know, but I hope they do a group date that's like a mini Traitors. I would love to see that in Bachelor.
I would love to see that too.
But that's it. That wraps up our predictions revisited. Some have come true.
Oh, and Gore hosting a Hooju competition group date. Put that in there.
Yes, that has to come to fruition. And Gore getting screeners.
That's within 2 years. And Gore getting screeners.
Give us the screeners. Give us the screeners. We need the screeners.
Let's manifest that just like Kit Keenan starting a Goop.
Yes. Hopefully all these things will come to fruition, but thank you for joining us today as we revisited what we thought was going to happen in the future back in April of 2021. It's hard to believe that we've even been doing this podcast that long, but also hard to believe.
I know. And we've done it even longer than that.
Yeah. 2 years longer than that, right? We've been doing this for almost 5 years. I think in June, it's 5 years, right? Didn't we start in 2019? Yeah.
Dang. Wow.
That's life. It goes by in the blink of an eye. That's why you can never close your eyes, in my opinion. But again, thank you everyone for joining us. We will be back on Friday with This Week in Bachelor Nation, where we're going to be covering some very big things already that have happened this week. We've got...
I mean, big wedding.
Yes. Stagecoach.
Joyelle.
The Vial wedding. All kinds of stuff. So we hope you'll come back for that. And before we go, Pace Case, as always, what is that dwab at?
It has been 8,072 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then...
If you are a wine lover like myself, and you gotta have it for your bachelor viewing parties, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I found the most personalized wine club that has amazing wines and exclusive perks called First Leaf. As a First Leaf member, you get to try new wines, and I'm guaranteed to enjoy them because they got to know my unique preferences. I answered a few questions on their website, this quiz about the flavors you like, how often you drink wine, Monday nights, if you prefer red, white, or rosé. And based on these, it gives you this amazing selection of wines tailored just for you. And when you rate those wines, it gets even more tailored, a la, you know, Netflix. Just play into the algorithm. My algorithm got me both rosé and white wine, my favorites, and they were so delicious, and I've gotten to enjoy them with many of my friends.
Look, being part of the First Leaf Wine Club also has perks. As a member, you get access to their incredibly helpful wine concierge. So if you want wine pairing advice, or you want to talk about the wines in your box, you can always talk to one of their experts. Plus, you get member exclusive pricing.
What's in the box?
On every order. Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/roses to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/roses. tryfirstleaf.com/roses.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.